Ask Alex. It's really easy to be on the show. You email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also, a lot of people have been doing this lately, I noticed, on Instagram and Twitter. It's @joeandalexshow. You've been sending us direct messages. So whatever's easier for you to try to get in touch and tell us your story, what's going on, I'm cool with that. You're cool with that, right?
Yep, and we just give you advice as best as we can, but we are not professionals. That is the disclaimer.
No, but
we just have opinions.
Not to brag, but 1 out of 20 people we've helped, so there you go.
I think you meant 1 out of 2,000. Anyway.
Sorry, my bad. Renee, are those good odds to you?
Yep, they're good odds to me.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the Joe and Alex Show. Why are we talking to you this morning? What's your question?
Okay, well, I have a dilemma concerning my mother-in-law.
Ooh, this will be fun.
Yeah, well, she and I have a very difficult relationship. She's kind of narcissistic, and we just don't get along. So I'll give you a little backstory just real quick, if that's okay.
Yes, please. It'll help.
Okay, so about 6 years ago, actually 5 years and 4 months ago, my husband and I lost our little boy. He passed away.
Sorry.
You know, when people say you should never have to bury a child, it's something you can never be whole again. They're absolutely right. I'll never get over it.
Yeah.
I'll never forget him, but, you know, he's always in my heart. But it's just, I'm still grieving, and it's something you never get over, you know. Sorry.
Okay.
thinking about it. So my mother-in-law, she, of course, is grieving too. And when she became a grandma, she became like, you know, crazy grandma. And when my son passed away, everyone, of course, is devastated, including her, and rightfully so. But now she's decided that she has connected with him, meaning she went to see a spiritual medium. And then she says she connected with my son on, quote unquote, the other side. She knows what he physically looks like, about all his needs and wants. Oh, and apparently, by the way, my son really misses his dad, but only talks about dad and never mom.
Oh, brother.
And if you're wondering how I know about this, she's put it all over Facebook and told everyone about how she's connected with my son on the other side. And she knows all of these things, right? And this class, I feel like she's gone out of her way to hurt me. Like, am I being crazy, or is this like a total breach of my feelings? Like, I don't believe in mediums, so it's not like I believe what this quote-unquote spiritual medium says, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But in my mind and heart, my mother-in-law has crossed the line, like going to see this person and then talking about it on Facebook and acting like, you know, this is, you know, something that she only has a connection with our son on the other side, and it's not something that he would be connected to me because he only talks about dad. And I'm really angry and hurt about it. My husband's not bothered about it as much as me, but I think a line's been crossed. I want to know what you think.
I feel like she definitely, out of respect, should have told you what she was planning on doing. I can't believe if she's Facebook friends with you that she would go and do that and then post about it without talking to you first.
Right.
It's hard because...
She went and did it without telling me, and then that's how I saw it. It was on Facebook.
Yeah, and that would be rough for the parents to find out that way after losing a child. I feel like that somebody went and supposedly talked to their kid, whether it's real or not. And I also feel like why, you know, I know that some people are going to say, well, she is allowed to grieve in her own way just like you are because she was the grandparent. But, like, how much is she allowed to, like, go and talk about this child and all that stuff? You know what I mean? Like, without your permission.
What you're saying, Alex, but also too, you got to understand where this. I'm just trying to picture myself as Renee's mother-in-law, and you can let us know what you think. 317-239-1009 for Ask Alex. But imagine, though, as you pointed out, Renee, the one thing that kind of bothered you is that he really misses his dad and only talks about him and never about you. I mean, that's got to be an awkward thing right there.
That sounds like a bunch of bull poop.
Well, you don't believe that?
No, it sounds like if you have a, you know, tumultuous past, is that the word that I'm looking for, with your mother-in-law, and you guys don't always get along, and you're saying she's narcissistic and stuff, it sounds like she made that crap up just to hurt you.
Yes, that's how I feel about it. That's exactly how I feel. Like, she's like, oh, he misses my son because my son is the one who, you know, was his light, is how I felt when she said that. But even though it's not true, and I know it's not true, and I'm a rational adult, and I know it's not true, but it just makes me angry because I feel like it's her needling me. Also on social media, she didn't think first. There's no forethought. There's no, you know, conscious decision. This is a conscious decision, I feel, to hurt me.
Do you feel like you'd be upset, Renee, if your mother-in-law did this but didn't put it on social media? Like, she still went and did it without telling you or your husband?
Yeah, I think so. I think the fact that she didn't tell me and then she just went and did it, which I just think is weird, and, you know, it bothers me. But the fact that she put it on social media and included that line about how, I think what she said was, my son, quote, really misses his dad and only talks about dad and never mom.
We want to know what you think about Renee's situation. 317-239-1009. Phone lines are open.
Mallory, you're on the Joe and Alex show on the South Side, and you say, yeah, she crossed the line.
I think she crossed the line. That was disrespectful, and that was rude to Double H E Hockey Stick. She had no right whatsoever going to see this lady without her daughter-in-law's permission, and she had no right putting it on Facebook. That is disrespectful.
Now, that's,
yeah, I think that's what hurts the most is the Facebook.
Yeah, that would hurt me. That would, like, devilishly tear me up to where you don't do something like that. And you can tell I'm angry, I'm mad, I want to cry.
Mallory, do you hate your mother-in-law as well?
I'm not married. I'm a single parent of a 5-year-old daughter.
Okay.
So to me, even though I'm not married, that's just, like, disrespectful to that person's feelings
and
everything.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hey, Mallory on the South Side, thank you for listening and calling in for Ask Alex today. Let's get some more calls from you. 317-239-1009.
All right, baby cakes. And what question you have for Cleo today?
I mean, did she go to Miss Cleo?
I don't think so.
You can believe Cleo or you cannot believe Cleo, but Cleo already tell you what she see you doing.
I'm saying, if it's Miss Cleo, I would believe it, Renee. Let's go to the phones this morning. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Joe on the west side. Hey, Joe, you're on with Renee and me and Alex. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to say that I think it was okay she went to a medium, especially if she believes in that stuff and she was grieving. But I do not think it was acceptable to say what she said, even if for whatever reason it was true, which it doesn't sound like it. She should not have said he misses his dad and only his dad, not his mom. She could have just ended it with he misses his family.
But don't you want the truth, though? I'm not trying to poke here. I'm just being real. Like, you don't want to lie from the other side, do you?
I mean, I don't know. I personally would respect, especially the mother of the son that she lost, you know. I don't think she should have said it in that way. She could have kept it true without having to intentionally hurt her daughter-in-law.
But is it socially acceptable when someone loses a child to go to a psychic about said child without asking the parents' permission? That's the question I want to know.
Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're in Brownsburg. Can you answer that question?
Yeah. So I'm not so upset that her mother-in-law went to the medium, but I do think you need to talk to someone before you go through and do something like that. I know I've not lost a child, but if I try to connect to this in any way, I've lost my dad. And if I had anyone in my family or my husband's family go and try to connect with him, and they're like, oh, hey, well, they talked about your brother and your sister, but not you, that would crush me. I feel like that's extremely inappropriate.
That's just how I felt, you know. And yes, the psychic thing, I do think she should have talked to me first, but, you know, it was the Facebook part that really crossed the line to me.
Absolutely. I think it's never a good way to find out something for the first time on Facebook.
So how should Renee approach this with her mother-in-law? Does she say something to her or ignore it?
I'm the kind of person where I feel like I'm approachable and I always want other people to feel like they can come to me. So I don't think she should approach it in a way where she's real fired up and going to cause, you know, a conflict between her and her mother-in-law. But I definitely think, you know, if she approaches her mom and her mother-in-law and just kind of says, you know, I appreciate where you were trying to come from, but you not telling me before you went and then posting that on Facebook kind of hurt my feelings. Like, I don't think it would be wrong for her to be honest with her mother-in-law for...
You don't know my mother-in-law. My God.
Oh, man. See, I don't think my... I don't know. I'm trying to, like, picture myself. I have a mother-in-law. I'm the only one on the Joe and Alex show that's actually married. But I wonder if I would actually be upset about that if, God forbid, we had a child one day and it passed away, if my mother-in-law did that. Let's say hi to Summer on the east side. Hey, what's going on, Summer?
Hey. I just want to call in and share my experience. I don't... My mother-in-law, she's... Sometimes we get into it, too. I don't really care for her, so I kind of know how they are. But in my opinion, like, that's disgusting. I don't know. I don't know why she would think it's her business to even go do something like that without you, or to even, you know what I mean, to talk to you about it, see if you want to come with her. I just, until she gives you, like, a formal, nice apology, I wouldn't even speak to her. I'm just real big on people getting into my business and, you know, doing things that involved my life without me. It's just wrong.
You sound like a professional grudge holder. I'm in awe of you. I respect it.
Yeah, you're like, I like to be spiteful.
Yes.
What's the biggest thing you've done, Summer, with your mother-in-law? Like, the biggest argument you've had?
Well, when me and my husband first got together, we're a lot younger in age. I could tell she didn't like me. She kind of looked at me like I was his little Barbie doll or something and was like, you know, what are you doing with this little cakey girl? And so I told her off. And she just, every time we go over there, she just really doesn't really have much to say to me. It's pretty awkward. So I try not to go over there a lot.
Oh, I hope I don't have to deal with this one day. That's like my biggest fear.
It's pretty awful.
He still married me though, so we're fine. He doesn't care.
Well, of course he married you. You said you were a kinky little girl. He's like, why would he not be into a freak?
Right? I'm redheaded too, so that makes it even better.
Oh my goodness. You have to be crazy then.
Joe's dream.
Oh yeah.
I'm married. Quiet. Hey, Summer, thank you so much. Let's do one more call and listen. If you can't get through on the phones for this conversation, we're talking to Renee for Ask Alex. Go to our social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. We want to hear what you think. Alicia, you're in Brownsburg. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think?
I think that she should respond in a polite manner on Facebook as well, making the mother-in-law look ignorant for the comment that she had made.
Ooh, this is juicy.
That's way out of line.
And, I know, but is that a tit for tat sort of thing?
As a mother myself, as a grieving mother, it would be even worse. But as a mother myself, it's gut-wrenching what she said. And I would make the old bat look like an idiot.
I would love to make her look like an idiot, but then I don't want to stoop to her level. But at the same time, I kind
of could do it in such a respectful way that she would look like an idiot without you having to be derogatory in any way, shape, or form.
Like how? Saying what?
Just tell her that what she said was heartbreaking, and as a mother, you would hope that somebody would never put her in that situation.
Ooh, yeah. That's good. Renee, I think that's a solid way to end this and on
that's
some good advice.
Pretty good advice, wait, actually.
Somebody just suggested, and I don't know if this is being serious or not, they're saying, why doesn't somebody create a profile of the child?
No,
and then
comment?
I didn't say it.
Too far.
I'm throwing out every idea here. The idea is to help people.
I would want her to see and everybody else to see that what she did was wrong.
All right. Wow. Hey, Alicia, thank you for calling in and listening to the Joe and Alex Show. Renee, I hope we gave you a little bit of guidance, a little bit of help. Thank you, first of all, for sharing. That's a tough story, whether it's been five months or 5 years or 50, to lose somebody, especially a child. That's really rough. So I honestly hope you guys do find a solution. I hope things work out. It sucks to have an unhealthy relationship like that. So thank you for calling in today for Ask Alex.
Well, thanks for giving me the chance, and I'm glad to know that I'm not crazy and that it is kind of a big deal. At least other people think it is, too.
Nope, you're not crazy.
Well, she could be crazy, but not about this.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
we don't know you
crazy,
totally.
I promise.
Yeah, that's what Alex told me when I met her. So thank you, Renee, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.